trivia pregames coming up next. Week 8, we wrap up the regular season right after this.
We're ready for some football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMVA.
A little colder and in plenty of rain down here at John Riggins Field. 52 degrees and raining. Got about a half an inch down here in Centralia, Kansas. An 8-mile-per-hour wind from the east-southeast. I'm Crennan Proffitt, Kirk Kelman back in studio, and we have your KMVA game of the week here coming right at you here on a beautiful Friday for great football weather. It is rainy and it is cold. And some people, this is just what they like, especially when they want to run the football. It's a matchup in Class 1A District 4. The Centralia Panthers taking host to the Riverside Cyclones in Class 1A District 4. Again, our game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA. The Riverside Cyclones have now won 6 games after their week one loss against the number one ranked team in 1A, Jackson Heights, 21-0. Last Friday, the Cyclones were able to beat the Donovan West Mustangs, 37-0. Riverside Cyclones currently have now shut out 4 straight opponents, and they've allowed 36 points here on the season. Defensively, the Cyclones have outscored their opponents 224-36. The Centralia Panthers batted out their toughest victory on the season last week against the Troy Trojans, 16-0, the Panthers scored 1 touchdown in the first quarter and in the third quarter. Centralia rushed for 261 yards and held Troy under 150 yards of offense. Centralia, well, they've outscored their opponents this season 174-71 this season. Well, folks, this is the same scenario it was last year. It's a Class 1A District 4 title for these two teams. Both of them are 6-1, and again, both of them are 4-0. In the district, but Centralia was the one that come out on top last year, 34-28. Right now, Centralia is 4-0 against Riverside since Riverside consolidated back in 2011. The first time these two teams matched up in Centralia won the playoffs, 52-18. Hey, upcoming here, we will sit down and talk to both head coaches from both seed. First off, we'll talk with Riverside's Bryce Payton, and then we'll sit down and have a conversation with Centralia, the host team tonight, Roger Holtow. So again, pregame coverage here continuing on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Your matchup here, it's the Centralia Panthers taking on the Riverside Cyclones in Class 1A District 4 for a district title here in Week 8.
This Halloween season, there's no tricks, just a treat from Rainbow Communications. Get half off your internet for 3 whole months. That's right, blazing fast, reliable internet at a price that won't scare you. No contracts, no gimmicks, just pure savings and connection. Hurry, this spooky good offer won't last long. Visit rainbowtel.com today. Rainbow Communications. No tricks, just treats.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need 2 forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home.
Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Pre-game coverage here continuing on 92.1 at KMZA alongside the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Crennan Prophet. I just had a chance to sit down and talk with head coach Bryce Payton of the Riverside Cyclones. Now we sit and talk to the host school tonight. It's the Centralia Panthers with head coach Roger Holthaus. Again here, a great start of the season for the Centralia Panthers, 6-1, similar here on a big winning streak. Right now, five straight games in a row. Coach Holthaus, what can you tell me about tonight's matchup here about these Riverside Cyclones?
I think it's going to be a very, very physical game. I think they're a physical team. I think we're going to be a physical team. So I'm looking forward to that. We had a great practice Tuesday, Wednesday, and then a little walkthrough yesterday. But I'm excited. I think kids are excited. I think kids are excited about being home, playing tonight in front of their own fans, or our own field, I should say, anyway, and not getting on the bus. So I'm really excited and looking forward to the challenge tonight.
Well, real quick, you know, there's no one really faces that challenge any harder than Quinton Aldefer. He's done a great job here stepping up as a junior this season as your quarterback leader. But more importantly here, he's nearly hit the milestone of 1,000 rushing yards on the season. What kind of game are you going to expect out of him in tonight's matchup against Riverside?
Well, I think Quinton, he's a gamer. I think he's going to play a big game tonight. Great kids do that in big time games. And I think he's going to be one of those kids tonight. We'll take his game to another level, and he's going to play this a little bit harder. He's kind of done that, you know, throughout his junior high and up to this point in his high school career. So I think as long as we can bring other people with him, I think he's going to play really, really well.
Well, you look at the stat sheet here and just kind of the past couple of games for both you and Riverside, both of you have shut out your last four straight opponents. How are you offensively going to be able to break that goose egg off the board that Riverside's been shutting out? And more importantly, how are you going to put Riverside on the lower end of the scoring spectrum here tonight?
Well, I think what we need to do is, I know this is simple, but we need to block. And I mean, all 11 of us need to block, even the backs. Everyone needs to block. We need to lock on those blocks. We need to stay locked on. And we got to get in the hole and get out of the hole. And then I think it comes down to don't turn the thing over and have mistakes where, you know, we want to try to keep the ball away from Riverside and try to shorten the game down and give them as few chances as we can on the offensive side of the ball. And I think we can do that. I think we'll be successful.
Yeah, again, you kind of talked about that there, the offensive line, defensive line kind of strengthening up there. What are some ways you're going to shut down that rushing attack from Riverside? They've had a really good season so far here under the running back Elijah Moore. You know, great big halfback there for the team. You know, what's going to be the way to kind of stop them down from getting down vertical?
Well, we got Tyler Lowe. I know that. He's coming to mind. Might be in the Omega Hospital. You know, I think it's just a simple assignment, getting your gaps, and then I think you got to rally to the football. You know, I don't know if one kid could take that big, you know, big guy down. I think it's going to take two, three, maybe four guys to get him to the ground. So, and we just got to, you know, hit him, keep hitting him, hoping he maybe softens up a little bit in the fourth. He's a good-looking kid, and he plays hard. So it's going to be a challenge for our defense, but I think I'm looking forward to it. I know the coach staff's looking forward for the challenge, so we'll see what happens tonight.
Well, you secured the district title last season here on the road against Riverside, 34 here to 28. Of course, it's a new season. It's a new year, two new teams, a lot of returning players. But, Coach, what are some final keys here in this matchup tonight against the Riverside Cyclones?
They'll turn the ball over. You know, limit your mistakes as far as 5-yard penalties and holding calls and such, and control the football on the offensive side of the ball. And if we can control it, and we got time of possession and put the thing in the end zone, then, you know, we'll just, you know, win or lose, that's what we probably can do against them.
Well, Coach, again, thank you here for joining us right here for kickoff. So, again, Coach, thank you here for taking some time out of your day to join us, and good luck in today's matchup here against Riverside.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
That was head coach Roger Holthouse of the Centralia Panthers. We've now had a chance to talk with both head coaches, and now it's time to get you to more pregame coverage, and kickoff is ensuing here shortly. It's the Riverside Cyclones on the road taking on the Centralia Panthers for a Class 1A District 4 District Championship here on 92.1 KMZA.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to our pregame coverage here at 92.1 KMZA. It's a district title matchup here between the Centralia Panthers taking host to the Riverside Cyclones. First, we sit down and talk to the away team's head coach, Bryce Payton, entering his seventh year here at the helm of the Riverside Cyclones. Again, a great start here to the season, 6-1, same record as last year. Coach, you're facing a really good Centralia team, a team that, again, last year took a victory in this district title matchup. One, how big of a game is this here for you and your football team, especially here now with the six straight wins, but also on top of that, what are some expectations for tonight's matchup?
Yeah, you know, it's a great opportunity. Our kids don't take it lightly. We're a pretty veteran group, and you know, we have so many guys that came back from last year that were on that team that had, you know, expectations of holding the plaque up, you know, for the first district championship that I've been a part of and that our school's been a part of in the last 12 years. So, you know, they, of course we want to take care of business week one, but, that didn't happen to put us in, you know, having one of our goals of winning league. But you know, then we set our eyes on the district championship and one game at a time. And, you know, our kids have done
pretty phenomenal up to this point, you know, in district play. So we know it's a great opportunity for our kids tonight to go ahead and, you know, take these seniors on out with a bang.
Well, you mentioned there that week one, it was a loss against Jackson Heights, number one ranked team in Class 1A. But then since then, six straight wins here. Your team has built a lot of momentum, including three straight shutouts. What kind of momentum is going to get brought into tonight's matchup here against Centralia?
Yeah, I think we're playing really good. I think we're playing really confident. You know, of course, little things here and there. We had a case of turnovers a little bit last 2 weeks. With a couple of interceptions, but other than that, you know, our team's been playing well. Our defense has been lights out, and you know, our defense has, you know, stayed healthy for the most part. Everybody stayed healthy for the most part, you know, except for week one when we lost senior Maddox Mears. That's a key to being successful. And you know, our kids are playing fast, and they know what to do, and they know what's expected, and now they're just you know, able to go make the plays, and they're very capable of doing that. So. Going to definitely be a tough game and a tough matchup, but our boys are looking forward to it.
Well, looking at a similar opponent here, you beat Troy 28-0. Centralia, they just faced Troy and they beat them 16-0. Just kind of looking and dissecting the film here from this week, from the last week game from Centralia. What are you seeing here from the film room on this Panthers team?
You know, they're tough. They're tough. They always are. And you know, it doesn't, you know, they, you could see the heights and weights of any kids from there for even when, you know, years ago. You know, every time it's like, oh, this guy maybe looks a little undersized, but that's not the way they play. You know, they're so good about what they do. And it always seems like they've got a quarterback that, you know, can run the show and is super athletic and super fast. And they definitely have that in Mr. Aldifer. And it's definitely going to be a challenge for sure. But yeah, they're tough nosed. They know what the kids know, what's expected of them on offense and defense. And they go and play as one, and it just seems like they get better and better and better as the season goes on, which is kind of the case of, you know, we played them pretty, I think, to a one-score game in this game last year, and they went on to the state championship game. So, you know, they get better and better. So it's definitely going to be a challenge, but we're looking forward to it.
We talk about offense expectations again. Quarterback of the team, Beckham Griffin, Elijah Moore, the star running back of the show. You know, what's the expectations here for the offense in tonight's matchup, and you know how they're going to get productive here against this well-rounded Centralia defense?
You know, we've kind of had running back by committee the first couple weeks, and we've been nicked up a little bit the last couple weeks, and Elijah's done really well, and we've had to kind of feed him, and you know, his productivity on defensive line has been kind of forcing us to pull back a little bit on offense with him. But I think last week he had 180 plus yards and two touchdowns against Donovan West, and the week before I think he had 125 and a touchdown, I think, against Troy. So he's running the ball well, and you know, he's a hard back to take down, and we just need him to continue to hold on the football and do the right things and make it tough for him, and you know, hopefully kind of wear him down in third and fourth quarter and kind of take advantage.
Well, Coach, thank you for taking some time here to join us before tonight's matchup. Again, good luck.
Thank you.
That was head coach Bryce Payden of the Riverside Cyclones, who will be taking on the Centralia Panthers here tonight for the Class 1A District 4 district title. Upcoming here, we'll sit down and have a chat with head coach Roger Holthaus of the host team, the Centralia Panthers. There's more pregame coming up here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
My name is Sue, and I became a patient at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness in December of 2024. One day after attending a basketball game, I woke up with a terrible neck pain. After putting up with this for 4 days and the recommendation of my husband, I went and saw Dr. Luker. This was my first experience with chiropractic care, and I'm happy to report that after a series of adjustments, my neck pain is gone. I have now advanced to monthly wellness care, and I am very grateful for the help I received at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness.
Hi, I'm Brandy Leiberger, Activity Director at Life Care Center of Seneca.
activities, community involvement. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we do whatever it takes to assist our community members with a home-like schedule. The Seneca and surrounding communities are very involved in activities, volunteering in our building by playing cards, assisting with Mass, Communion, Bingo, hosting Rosary every day at 4 p.m., and so much more. Check us out on Facebook or come and see us today. Life Care Center of Seneca, 512 Community Drive, Seneca, Kansas.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Got a teen ready to hit the road? Adding a youthful driver to your auto insurance doesn't have to be scary. We'll help you find the right coverage without breaking the bank. Plus, ask about good student discounts. Protect your teen, protect your wallet. Call SBS Insurance today. The road starts here. Let's make it a safe one.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment cost. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Number 52, Wade Peter.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Printer Profits alongside Kurt Studio. Kurt Kilman back in studio. It's a Class 1A District 4 title matchup between the Centralia Panthers and the Riverside Cyclones. Last year, it was four district titles. This year, it's the same story. Both teams 6-1, both teams 4-0 in the district. A chance to come out and win the district title. Again, last season, it was the Centralia Panthers that came out victorious, 34-28 over Riverside, going past the last four matchups between the Centralia Panthers, Riverside Cyclones. Centralia has dominated the last four meetings, going back to again last year, 34-28. In 2023, 46-8. 2022 was 26-20. And the first time Riverside Cyclones again were consolidated as a school, they were beaten in the playoffs by Centralia, 52-8. Saying the Riverside Cyclones head coach by Bryce Payton, who enters his seventh season. We had a chance to sit down and talk to him. We also had a chance to sit down and talk to head coach of the Centralia Panthers, Roger Holthaus. Again, he enters his fourth season at the helm. Both these teams looking for a chance here to get off to a good start. In today's matchup, Riverside, they won their first playoff game last season. This is the first time since 2012. And the Centralia Panthers, well, they went to the state title game for the first time since 2019, back when they actually won the state title game. But unfortunately, Centralia Panthers, they came up short in the state title match against Conway Springs, 41-6. Well, hey, we have kickoff here coming up right after this. We'll take a break here for the national anthem, but right after, we'll have kickoff action here for your game of the week on 92.1 KMZA. It's the Centralia Panthers taking host to the Riverside Cyclones in a Class 1A District 4 matchup here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It also takes the right financial partner. This is Evan Wetzel at First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop into one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shot. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, it's raining and it's pouring, but hopefully no one is snoring. We have a Class 1A District 4 title match here on the line between the Centralia Panthers taking on the Riverside Cyclones. Centralia 6-1 this season, 4-0 in the district. They won the Twin Valley League title. Riverside Cyclones, they will come up just short of that as they lost to Jackson Heights week one, but since then they've won six straight games. Riverside also 6-1 this season, 5-1 they finished in the Northeast Kansas League, and of course also 4-0 in the district. Again, we are at John Riggins Field down here in Centralia, Kansas. The field sets north to south. It's 52 degrees, raining. We gotta have got about a half inch of rain here in the last 24 hours. We have an 8-mile-per-hour wind from the east-southeast, so if this is your kind of weather, it's beautiful football weather for you. We got ponchos, we got umbrellas, we got hand warmers. Of course, it's going to be a day to run the football. Both these teams, they like to run the rock. The Centralia Panthers here this season, nearly 2,000 rushing yards at 1,817. They've only played six total games this season. They are 6-1, but they weren't able to play against Horton. That was a forfeit. Both these teams, though, they have shut out their last four straight opponents. So when you talk about this matchup being defensive heavy, well, that is what it's going to be. So the Centralia Panthers here, they win the toss. They will lick to defer. And the Riverside Cyclones will start off with the ball here to begin the first half. So, again, we're running this one right up to kickoff here on the way in about 47 seconds. I'm Brennan Prophet, Kirk Killen back in studio. It's a Class 1A District 4 title matchup between the Centralia Panthers and the Riverside Cyclones. And last season, it was Centralia that won the district title 34-28. Of course, they were on the road to face Riverside. Well, here they have it at home. I mentioned that the Centralia Panthers went to the state title game last year. They faced Conway Springs. Unfortunately, they lost 41-6. Riverside Cyclones, they won their first playoff game in 2012. They won 42-22 over JCN. It was also the first winning season for Riverside since 2019 when they went 6-3. So again, here it's the Centralia Panthers that will boot it off right to left. And it's the Riverside Cyclones that will be back to receive. The Centralia Panthers with the black tops and the black bottoms with the black crowns, orange lining and white numerals. The Riverside Cyclones, white tops, white bottoms, black helmets with the powder blue numerals and black lining. With all that being said, let's get ready for our game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA. Getting it ready to boot it here is Isaac Reinecke, the kicker here for the Centralia Panthers. He's been quite an excellent kicker this year, 8-for-8 this season. And back to return here for the Riverside Cyclones will be Chase Hewins and Keegan Hughes. So kicking right to left here of your dial is the Centralia Panthers. And this one will be booted off to about the 20-yard line. Will be picked up by Hewins. Hewins takes out to his right side. He's going to bust a move past the 35 here. He's going to get dragged down at the 37-yard line. Near side tackle by Aiden Talley, the 6'1", 190-pound senior. We'll see him on the defensive line. He's got now 19 tackles here this season and 17 solo tackles. Over 25 tackles were recorded last year by Aiden Talley. So we're going to see the Riverside Cyclones offense to start here with the ball coming out here at their own 37-yard line. We begin this first quarter. It's 0-0, 11:52 left here on the clock. The Riverside Cyclones will start off with the ball. Of course, it's Beckham Griffin here under center. Elijah Moore and Mason Haynes, two of the best running backs from the Northeast Kansas League. And spread, Keegan Hughes, Chase Ewens, and Faisal Harrington. First and 10. This first one will go right to Elijah Moore. He'll barrel forward for a 3-yard gain. That is for Elijah Moore. Elijah Moore, mentioned him, we'll talk to him a lot this game. He's a 5'7", 235-pound senior who last year had nearly 1,000 yards rushing. This year he's at 520 with 8 touchdowns with a new 9.1 yards per carry. What a big man. Second down and 8 here, still double split back. This time it's going to be handed off to Hughes, and Hughes will get to the 40-yard line, so it'll be a carry of 1 before he's apprehended by a pack of Panthers. Leading the way for the Panthers was Tyron Talley, a 5'8", 250-pound junior. That is his 7th tackle here this season. He's also got now 7 solo tackles and 1 sack this year. I actually saw this Riverside, I've seen the Centralia team earlier on this season. I've actually been able to see both these teams. Saw Centralia face Omega earlier on in the year and saw Riverside face Jackson Heights in week 1. Third down and 7. Riverside at their own 40-yard line. Back-to-back run plays, only for 3 yards total here. Here, Beckham Griffin will throw it to the left side to Hewen. Behind the sticks, he has enough for the first down. Past the 50, past the 40, the 30, and he's going to cut back to the right side before he's taken down by Landon Beck at the 20-yard line. A big pass completion of 40 yards down the field. You know, it is a cold day and it is a wet day, but that doesn't mean you can't throw the ball. The first pass is completed here to Chase Ewens. He's got 2 touches here. 1 in the backfield getting a carry, and now he got it 5 yards out of the backfield, took it 40, officially 44 yards down the field. 44-yard catch and reception. First and 10, Riverside at the Centralia 16-yard line. It's a handoff to Elijah Moore. He's able to bounce out to the exterior to the far boundary before he will tightrope his way out of bounds for a gain of around 2 yards. So Elijah Moore here, 2 carries, 4 yards total, makes it second down and 8. Ball now on the Riverside 14-yard line. Those first 2 plays, Riverside only moved the ball 3 yards. They had it third and 7 at their own 40. And then a screen pass out to the left side to Hewens at 44 yards down the field. Now here it brings up a second down and 9 for the Riverside Cyclones at the Centralia 15-yard line. Twins out to the right, single out to the left. In motion will be Hewens to the right side here. And now it will be a handoff directly up the middle. Right side off the tackle is Elijah Moore, but he is taken down by a flock of Panthers. Coming there on the lead is the safety, Quentin Aldifer. A first-team defensive back last season. He'll go forward by just a yard. So Elijah Moore here, he's been up to 3 carries for 4 yards so far by Centralia. This is a well-rounded Centralia defense that has forced a turnover a game. They have 7 turnovers here this season. 3 sacks, 2 blocked kicks, 4 interceptions. Third down and 8 at the Centralia 14, 0-0, 9:20 left to go in the first quarter. Riverside with the ball here. Going to his left is Beckham Griffin, but he's a hit from behind. The ball will hit the ground. It's an incomplete pass, but it looks like there was a potential hold here against the offense, and that is what will be the call. If you're Centralia, you most likely here decline the hold, and that will bring up a 4th down and 8. You accept the penalty. It brings up a 3rd down and 18. So seeing what head coach Roger Holthaus decides to do, and instead of electing for the 4th and 8, he will take the 3rd and 18. So Centralia now getting Riverside behind the sticks. It's now 3rd down and 18. Centralia at the Riverside 24-yard line. Great up front work there from Centralia Panthers. Ron Talley, Landon Beck, Tyron Talley, and Hayden Talley all on that defensive line for the Centralia Panthers. Beckham Griffin in shotgun. Elijah Moore right behind him. 3rd and 18 at the Centralia 24. It's a pass off to the inside of the right. Tyzel Harrington has it at the 25-yard line. He's going to scamper a little bit, but he will be taken down just a couple of yards shy of the 20. It will bring a fourth down and long, but there is another flag that was thrown. It was marked around the 15-yard line on the far middle hash mark, but now the flag will be waved by the near side judge. That will bring up fourth down and long here for the Riverside Cyclones. Approximately fourth down and 17, so just a pass completion of 1 yard there for Beckham Griffin to Tyzell Harrington, who was able to, Keegan Hughes, who just got his first catch of the game. He's got 12 receptions here this season for 190 yards. But Riverside Cyclones will elect to go for it here on a fourth and 17 at the Centralia 23-yard line. This is what defines games here early on. 0-0, 8:30 left to go in this first quarter. Here's the 4th and 17. Beckham Griffin drops back. He's scampering on his feet. He's getting pressure in the pocket. Stiff arm a defender. Throws it short of Keegan Hughes. And that will be a turnover on downs for the Riverside Cyclones. Lots of excitement here from the home crowd. That's John Rickens Field. The Centralia Panthers defense comes up with a huge turnover on downs. Riverside Cyclones, they have only converted 6 of 18 fourth downs on the season. They are now 6 of 19 on the year. Great big stop there by Centralia. And their offense takes over at their own 24-yard line. It's still 0-0, 8 minutes, 24 seconds left to go here in this first quarter. Well, it looked like Riverside was really starting to drive there, but they were halted to a big stop by that Centralia defense. And of course, you're a Centralia team that runs the single-wing offense. Don't know who's going to get that ball snapped to, and here it's a handoff out to the left side to Dagan Ronnebaum, but he's going to slip here off to the near hash mark. Looks to be a gain of a couple, if not maybe. He slipped in the backfield. Looks like he did. It'll be a negative one-yard rush there for Dagan Ronnebaum. Centralia Panthers, commanded by Quinton Aldifer, a team that currently is averaging right now 28.8 points per game this season. A total of 173 points scored, averaging nearly 341 yards of offense a game. Aldifer, who was a first-team wide receiver last year, here he's been the commander-in-chief here as the quarterback. Second down and 11, Centralia at their own 23-yard line. It's Aldifer and shotgun, but you don't know who's going to get snapped to. Here it's directly to Aldifer. He'll go right up the gut, past the 25 to about the 26. It'll be a 3-yard carry for Quinton Aldifer. Initially marking a 4-yard carry for Quinton Aldifer. That makes it third down and 7 here for the Centralia Panthers. The Riverside Cyclones. Currently on the year, they allow only 30% on third down conversions. They've only given up 53 total first downs this year. They got a stout defensive line with Elijah Moore, Gunnar Kimberlin, Luke Bennett, and Gavin Schoenfelder. Here's the third down and 8 for Centralia at their own 27-yard line. Again, it's the single wing. Puts it all to Hill. Look to pass. He rolls out to his right side, flooded with his team. Now he's going to look to take off and run. But he is apprehended just past the 30-yard line. He'll be way short of the first down. It'll bring up a fourth down and 2, but a nice spot. Aldifer able to use his legs to pick up a little more on the extra pocket change. Tackle is made by Micah Rubidoux. The carry is for 6 yards for Quinton Aldifer. And now that brings up a fourth down and 2. Centralia looking to go for it at their own 32-yard line. Here, using the hard counts, Quinton Aldifer, so might not take the snap. We'll see what Centralia decides to do. Quinton Aldifer still using that hard count on the 4th and 2. Here he hikes it. He's going to take it up the left side. He's going to reach, but he may just be short of the first down. He needs to get to the 40-yard line. It looks like he may have had the reach at the very end. He stretched out his right arm, and where the ball is spotted, that's a first down. It might get the chain gang to come out, and they don't need it. It's a first down. Centralia, they go for it on their own 35-yard line, nearly 32-yard line. They go for it, and Quinton Aldifer is able to get the perfect 2-yard reach for the first down. It's now first down and 10 for the Centralia Panthers. They're at their own 35-yard line, so one thing that's a key in really every game you play is the ability to pick up massive third downs and fourth downs, and right there you go. First and 10, Centralia up the middle. Quinton Aldifer just had the two-yard run. Here's a bigger one, a big 10-yard scamper right up the middle. And Aldifer now has four carries for over 20 yards rushing here on this first drive for the Centralia Panthers.
Good for the Panthers.
Here now, first and 10, Centralia at their own 46-yard line. A methodical drive here for the Centralia Panthers in the backfield. You got Grady Becker, Dagan Ronnebaum, Isaac Reinicke. We also have at the ends will be Landon Beck and Landon Heller. Here's Centralia first and at their own 46. It's snapped to Aldifer. He's going to drop back to pass. He's got an open man in Ronnebaum, and he will scamper to the near side boundary out at the 35-yard line. A pass completion of 19 yards. Chase Ewens forcing Ronnebaum out of bounds, and a huge catch from Ronnebaum, who I like to refer to as a thief in the night right there, stuck behind the secondary. And came away with a huge catch for the first down. Centralia Panthers, first and 10 now at the Riverside 34. 4:57 left to go here in the first quarter. It's still 0-0, but it's now Centralia in the driver's seat. Spinning around is Aldifer after the direct snap, and he is taken down 3 yards in the backfield, but he loses his helmet. He's looking at the official, and he's kind of wanting a face mask here. He won't get one, but the loss is for about 3 yards. It is a second down and 13. And here Beckman will come off for the Centralia Panthers. They'll put in Landon Heller, the edge. Centralia Panthers also substituting in here Bronx Talley, the sophomore from the sideline, coming on the left end side now. Two backs in the backfield, two ends on the right side, one on the left. Spinner back here. It's going to be the right side to Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum keeping it and keeping up on his feet past the 30 towards the 29 on the right side. It'll be a carry of 5 yards. That'll bring up a third down and about five to go. And I was a little interested. So Quinton Aldifer, I mentioned he had his helmet taken off by either if it was a defender or just fell off his helmet. So because of that, he had to take one play off, and now he's back in. So he's all good to go now. Now it is Aldifer back in shotgun, third down and 5. Troy at the side 28. Here, taking it off the left side is immediately Aldifer, and it's a big carry for another first down. And a tackle by Keegan Hughes. Defensive back. And linebacker Beckham Griffin, Keegan Hughes, he's got the solo defensive touchdown on the game for Riverside. Centralia now first and 10 at the Riverside 22-yard line. Here, Quinton Aldifer in shotgun. And it looks like the center may have jumped here for the Centralia Panthers. And he did. It's a false start. He'll back up the Panthers 5 yards. That brings up a first down and 15. Centralia at the Riverside 27 with 3:23 left to go in the first quarter. It's 0-0. Right now, Centralia, though, looking to score. Riverside, they had a nice drive on their opening possession. Picked up a huge 44-yard pass completion, but could not convert a fourth down. And now Centralia, they have been driving. They've already converted a fourth down and 2 here on this drive at their own 32-yard line. First and 15, Centralia at the Riverside 25, and here's a handoff to the right side to Ronnebaum. He's going to try to cut it back. He gets past the 25 to the inside hash marks, and it'll be a carry of about 4 yards. Ronnebaum, he's now had 3 carries on this drive. Again, first drive here for the Centralia Panthers. Drive to start with 8 minutes, 24 seconds on the clock. Centralia nearly taking 6 minutes off the clock here for this first possession. Second down and 11 now for the Panthers. Centralia at the Riverside 23-yard line. Almost less than 2 minutes here left to go in this first quarter. It's still 0-0. Aldifer is lined up to the right side now. Here he'll take a direct snap. He goes out to the left side as a tackle. Here he's still up on his feet. Stiff arms another guy. Breaks the tackle to the near side boundary, and he'll be pushed out at the 20-yard line. looked to be a 3-yard carry, but actually take that back, a little more of a gift there. Huge stretch at the end from Aldefer. That'll be a carry of 6 yards. The first team all-team player coming back here, commanding this offense, replacing Jacob Plenty, quarterback of last season. A lot of great seniors were on last year's team that helped the Centralia team get to the state title game. Again, unfortunately, still losing to Conway Springs. Third down and 5 now for Centralia here at the Riverside 17-yard line. Minute 30 left to go in the first quarter, still 0-0. Ronnebaum switches to the right hip here of Aldefer. Direct snap is to Aldefer. He runs out to the right side. He's looking at Becker down the field. Aldefer, he's still moving, keeping his eyes down the field. He releases. He's got an open man in the end zone. Touchdown, Grady Becker! 17-yard touchdown pass from Grady Becker from Quinton Aldefer. On that drive, Quinton Aldefer completed 2 passes of over 30 yards. A huge pass completion there to Becker for 17, a 19-yard completion earlier on that drive to Jagan Ronnebaum. And it is 6-0. The Centralia Panthers take the lead on their opening drive with 1:18 left to go in the first quarter. Here's a 2-point conversion. Aldefer keeps it up the middle. The Centralia Panthers take the early lead with 1:18 left to go here in the opening quarter. The Centralia Panthers 8, the Riverside Cyclones 0. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Centralia Panthers take the lead here off a 17-yard touchdown pass from Quinton Aldefer to Grady Becker. Centralia now up 8-0 after also getting a 2-point conversion. 8-0, 1:18 left to go here in this opening quarter. Centralia had here at the Riverside Cyclones. Riverside on their first drive were stuffed on a 4th down. As a 4th down and long, were not able to convert it. Centralia, they took over, and they went down and got the score they needed. Riverside now to get the ball right back. Isaac Reineke here on the kickoff. And here it's booted out to the left side. This ball is at the 20. It gets picked up by Tyzel Harrington. And Harrington will step out of bounds at the 24-25-yard line. But there is a lot of flags here that are chucked here on the near sideline. Could be potentially holding here against the return team. To me, Keegan Hughes, who had the return, Ron Stalley, who had the tackle. Right now, it looks to be pointed towards the return team. And it will be. It's a holding call against the return team, so that'll back up a Riverside Cyclones 10 yards. So they were originally, they were going to have it at about their own 24-yard line. That's a 10-yard penalty, so that should be roughly the 14-yard line now. It'll be the 12-yard line here for Riverside. Riverside starts the ball here on their second drive of the game, down 8-0 with 1:15 left to go in the first quarter. They're at their own 12-yard line. Here's Centralia on defense now. They're scoring their first touchdown. Riverside looking to make it equal. First and 10, snap is directly to Beckham Griffin. He takes it to the right side. And he's got a carry of 4 yards officially. With an Aldefer on the tackle. That's his 35th tackle on the season. He's a first team defensive back. Last year he had over 50 tackles and also led the team in interceptions with 5 interceptions on the season. Second down now in 6. Carry of 4 yards for Beckham Griffin, his first carry of the game. Second down and 6, Riverside throw in 16. Elijah Moore in the backfield, the spread offense. Moore gets it out to the left side, and he is stuffed. A bunch of Centralia Panthers able to come in for the big gang tackle. So Aiden Sally, Tyron Sally, they're on the defensive line up front for Centralia. At linebacker, you got Jaden Sally, Grady Becker, Isaac Runke, and Xavier Beckman all swarming on through. And that's one thing that people forget about this Centralia team is their swarm ability and their ability to flow to the ball. So Elijah Moore, just a small pickup of just 1 yard. And that concludes here our first quarter. We'll come back. It'll be third down and 5 for Riverside at their own 17-yard line. It's 8-0. Centralia leads. We come back in the second quarter. Again, Riverside with it. Third and 5 at their own 17 here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week. It's for the Class 1A District 4 district title between the Centralia Panthers and the Riverside Cyclones. We start the second quarter. Centralia 8, Riverside 0. Riverside here at their own 17-yard line. Third down and 5. It's been ineffective here to run the ball for Riverside, shockingly for a team that rushes nearly 120 yards per game and only had 7 yards per carry. Here, third down and 5. And it looks like a flag, and it's going to be a false start against the offense. So Riverside going backwards here to start this second quarter. So it was a third down and 5. It now brings up a third down and 10. Xavier Beckman comes substituted back in here on the defense for the Centralia Panthers, taking out Wade Dieters, the senior. Beckman lines up at the left side outside linebacker position. The Centralia Panthers showing here a 3-front. Third down and 10. Riverside their own 12-yard line to start this second quarter, down 8-0. Beckman rolls out to the right side here. It's a designed run, and he is stuck behind the line of scrimmage. That free-flowing defense, as we alluded to, for Centralia, able to come in and make the play. Max Walter coming in through the tackle. That's his 13th tackle this season, his 9th solo tackle on the year. It's a gain of 0, and looks like here the Riverside Cyclones will have to punt here from their own 12-yard line. Riverside now 1-4 today on third downs. Here on the season, they converted 43%. This is a high snap. The ball's deep in the end zone. It gets picked up, and it just gets chucked to the right side. So I assume that just be considered an incomplete pass. And it'll be a turnover on downs. There's a high snap over the head of Micah Rubidoux. And an unfortunate snap there from the center. It was at least fortunate enough that Rubidoux was able to even pick the ball up. He almost was tackled. And now the officials are actually discussing here on what this should be considered, if this should be a safety. This is an interesting scenario. And there is a flag. That might likely be intentional grounding. And it will be. And is called against the offense. Again, Rubidoux, he thought he could just pick the ball up and just kind of chuck it out of bounds. But again, he did that from the end zone. So that's a safety.
Still trying to...
No, that was a legal man downfield. So
they changed the call, or that's the official call, I should say. So I was trying to see what their official call was. So there you go. So it's a turnover on downs officially. So back what originally was. That's because Rubidoux was at least able to get outside of the pocket, I believe. I guess if you were to consider where the pocket was located, it's kind of a weird situation because he, not many times does your punter have to pick the ball up and just throw it. So all around kind of a interesting scenario, but the Centralia Panthers are able to be on the benefiting side. It's a 1st and 10 for Centralia at the Riverside 12-yard line. They're up 8-0 with 11:13 left to go in the first quarter. We'll take a quick 30, and we'll be right back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's Alabama Lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
Panzaland Radio.
Hey, we're back on the MSU Sports Radio Network. The Riverside Cyclones here. They've turned it over on downs both times. Centralia, they take it over here on Riverside's 12-yard line. 1st down and 10 with 11:13 left to go here in the first half. Centralia already up 8-0. Aldifer will keep it to the right side, past the guard and the tackle. He'll squeeze within the 10-yard line for a positive carry of 4 yards. And again, the situation that kind of just unfolded was a little interesting. So Riverside had a punt, 4th and 10 inside their own end zone, or from their own red zone. The snap to the punter in Rubidoux went high. He picked it up and immediately threw it away from the end zone. So originally you thought maybe intentional grounding was the flag that was thrown, but it was actually an illegal man downfield. So it was able to get Centralia a little more forward towards the end zone, but regardless, Centralia, they do take over. 2nd down and 6 here. Here it's Aldifer twisting and turning inside between defenders. And he's down to the 5-yard line, short of the 1st down, but another big pickup for Quinton Aldifer. A 5-yard carry for Aldifer. Now back-to-back carries here on this drive. 3rd down and 1 now for Centralia at the Riverside 4-yard line. So likely here a rush between the tackle in the center, just trying to force that one into the end zone. At least enough for the 1st down. 3rd and 1 here from the Riverside 4-yard line. It's the single wing offense. 2 ends to the right side, 1 to the left, 2 in the backfield, and here Aldifer gets it on the direct snap, and he'll go directly forward, as I mentioned, between center and guard, and that'll be enough for the 1st down, at least for now, and it is 1st and goal. It was good enough for just 1 yard, and 1 yard is all Aldifer needed. Aldifer here, he's got over 30 yards rushing in this game. He's also got over 1,000 yards rushing now on this season. Over 130 carries. What a milestone for Quinton Aldifer, a 6'1", 170-pound junior. 1st and goal from the Riverside 3. Centralia looking to make it 14-0. Here's a handoff to the right side. Dagan Aranabom stretching to the near side pylon. And the official puts both hands up, as well as the home crowd. And now here, Dagan Aranabom rolling on through the end zone for the score for the Centralia Panthers. A carry of 3 yards for Dagan Aranabom. That is his 4th carry here of the game. It's now 14-0. The Centralia Panthers lead over the Riverside Cyclones. But 9:14 left to go here in this 2nd quarter. And right now, this has been an early game of Riverside making mistakes and Centralia taking advantage. And this is a game that you just cannot give up these kinds of opportunities and chances to. Here's the 2-point conversion. Here's Aldifer. He's going to block on the left side. The edge was not sealed, though, and he was taken down in the backfield by Keegan Hughes. The 2-point conversion is no good. It's 14-0. The Centralia Panthers lead with 9:14 left to go in the 1st half here
over the Riverside Cyclones. It's for a Class 1A District 4 title. Last year it was Centralia. Right now, the Centralia Panthers are in the driver's seat. We're back after this here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
How is your outdoor cooking working out? Does it need an upgrade or something new? We have all the outdoor accessories you could ever need. This is Smokin' Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. Take a look at the Louisiana Founders Series pellet grills at an unbelievable low prices for this fall. We also have all the Napoleon gas grills available on the same program. And, of course, Gosney pizza ovens and Primo ceramic grills. Another new item is a ceramic-coated griddle. Come see us today for all your smoking hot deals at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. We service what we sell.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSU Sports Radio Network. I'm Crin and Prophet Kirk Kilman back in studio. The rain shower is kind of went a little bit down. It's just a drizzle here at the Centralia Panthers John Riggins Field. But it's right now all Centralia 14-0 with 9:14 left to go here. They're in the first half. Over the Riverside Cyclones. Here are the Centralia Panthers now kicking left to right of your dial. Back to return for the Riverside Cyclones. Chase Hewins and Keegan Hughes. Here this one. This is kicked towards Hughes on the right side, the far side hash mark. He's up past the 30-yard line, or close to the 30-yard line, I should say. Now he's past it. Now he's up on his feet. There's one man he's got to miss to get to the end zone, but he was apprehended at the 46-yard line. A big return by Keegan Hughes. All he had to do was break the ankles of Jaden Talley, the sophomore, a touchdown-saving tackle. That could have been almost an 80-yard return touchdown by Hughes, but a saving tackle by the linebacker Jaden Talley. Now 11 tackles this season, and most crucial tackle right there. So a big return for Hughes. It's Riverside up in their best starting field position tonight. Their last drive, they started throwing 12. Well, here you'll get a gift, and you'll start at the Centralia 46 with 9:03 left to go in the second quarter. Riverside down 14-0 to Centralia. Here, Hughes in motion. It's going to be a shovel pass inside and stopped by Isaac Reinecke. It was given off to the inside to Micah Rubidoux, the wide receiver junior. And right there, Centralia Panthers again showing how disciplined they are on defense. The shovel pass inside, something you usually see the Chiefs run when they bring Kelsey over from the left side in. Right there, it went -4 yards. Now, second down and 14 after the -4 yard pass from Beckham Griffin. Now it's again second down and 14, and a timeout will be taken by the Riverside Cyclones. They've burned two timeouts here in this quarter. We'll take a step aside. It's 8:16 left to go here in the second quarter. 14-0, Centralia leads over Riverside. We'll come back. It'll be second and 14 for Riverside here at the 50.
How do I open up a checking account?
Hi, I'm Canyon Olberding, and at Community National Bank, to open a checking account, you will need two forms of ID and $100.
I'm Oakley Melvin. Opening an account down here is super quick and easy, and we can help you with online banking, checking your balances, getting funds moved around where they need to be.
Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home.
Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
All Centralia down here at the John Riggins Field, of course, named after the Super Bowl MVP in the 1983 Super Bowl against the Dolphins, John Riggins, a.k.a. Rigo Diesel, inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1992 down here in Centralia, Kansas. What an incredible thing to have. Second down and 14 here. For Riverside Cyclones at 14-0 with 8:14 to go here in this first half. Run off to the left side, Elijah Moore. He'll pick up a chunk and change here off the second down, but it will bring up a third down and 8. It's a carry of 6 yards for Elijah Moore. That's his longest carry of the night, which is impressive. He usually averages about
9 yards a carry, a little over tonight. Well, he's got 5 carries. His longest rush is up 6 yards. He's averaged nearly just 3 yards a carry. This Centralia defense, they have laid down the hammer. So third down and 7. Riverside so far tonight, 1-4 on the third down. Riverside at the Centralia 43. Here, Elijah Moore in the backfield with Beckham Griffin. He'll drop back, a four-step drop back. Ainsing with it. Now listen to the left side. He's got a man, but it's thrown out of bounds. So Beckham Griffin there wanting a pass interference on defense. But well, actually, there is a flag on the field, but it's not in the secondary. Instead here, it's in the offensive backfield. It looks like here it's holding against the offense as the official is signaling here to the near side coach and Roger Holthaus.
10-yard penalty.
It's a 10-yard penalty, and that will replay here the third down. It's actually interesting. This is the second time that the Riverside Cyclones have been on a 3rd and 7, and after an incompletion, also a flag, and instead Roger Holthaus declining and taking a 4th down and 7, he accepts and takes the longer 3rd down and 17. This is kind of an interesting choice there, but again, you trust your defense to keep Riverside behind the sticks and to get them a more greater 4th down, and it worked out last time for Centralia. Let's see if it does this time. 3rd down 17 here. Runs to the right side, Elijah Moore, breaking it past the 50. He'll get past the 50 and be short of the 45, so it'll be back to where the original line of scrimmage is, or was. And now it's 4th down and 10. About a 3-yard difference there if you would have declined that penalty, but you'll still take it here. It's now 4th down and 10 for Riverside here at the Centralia 46-yard line. The carry of 8 yards for Elijah Moore, so that's now his longest run. Starting to get a couple more bigger carries there for the big man, but unfortunately here on 4th and 10, you probably won't look to your running back. 4th and 10 for Riverside. They are 0-for-1 here. Dropping back, looking deep down the field, over the top, and incomplete. There are 2 flags, though, in the secondary. This might just be pass interference against Grady Becker of Centralia. If it is, it'd be a 15-yard penalty, and it'd be enough for the first down. Well, it'd be an automatic first down anyway, actually. So we'll see here. And they get pass interference here on the defense. It's called against Grady Becker of Centralia. He was guarding Chase Ewens. And it'll be enough for the first down with the penalty. Unfortunate there as Riverside was 0-for-2 on 4th down tonight. There they're able to pick up their first. Now 1st and 10 for Riverside here at the Centralia 30-yard line. A chance to break the goose egg on the board. Riverside down 14-0, 6:28 to go in this second quarter. Moore gets it here on the right exterior, and he's going to fall down past the line of scrimmage just by 2 yards. Not a whole lot of speed, but a lot of power in Elijah Moore, so he's able to always get a couple extra yards once contact is made. They'll only give him officially 1 yard, though, on the carry. That's his 7th carry here of the half. 2nd down and 9 now, 6 minutes left to go. In the second quarter, Centralia Panthers 14, Riverside 0. Riverside team, again this year, is averaging well over 3,000 yards a game, 32 points a game, 224 points scored here on the season. Here, 2nd down and 9, Beckham Griffin gets the snap. He hands it off to Elijah Moore, who's barreling down the alley. And we'll take it to around the 15-yard line. It'll be enough for a first down. And finally, you get the bowling ball right down the alley, and you find the strike. A huge carry for Elijah Moore in his biggest here of the game. It's now 1st and 10 here for the Riverside Cyclones. A 12-yard carry for Elijah Moore. 1st and 10, Riverside here at the Centralia 17-yard line. 5:17 to go in the first half. 14-0, Riverside trails looking for their first score. Beckham Griffin, here's a keeper on the read option. He's going to get out to the right side. He's going to get tripped down by Ty Winter on the far side boundary. It'll be a carry of just 2 yards for Beckham Griffin. That's just his 2nd carry of the game. 2 carries for 6 yards on the game. He came into this with 48 carries. He's now 50 carries on the season, 257 yards rushing with 5 rushing touchdowns. The longest rush of the year is only 17 yards. He averages 5.2 yards a carry. Second down and 8. Here for Riverside. At the Centralia 16, in shotgun is Beckham Griffin. A handoff to Moore. Moore breaking two tackles, keeping guys on his ankles while still moving. And it's another big carry for Elijah Moore. Finally finding himself downhill. And that's something that, you know, is dangerous about Elijah Moore is once you can get him running vertically, he immediately becomes a big threat. And here he's going to take a break off to the sideline. It's a third down and 4 now after the carry from Elijah Moore. Third down and 4 for Riverside at the Centralia 12-yard line. Here, Beckham Griffin hands off to Hughes, and a huge stop in the backfield. It's Max Walter laying down the brick house. The steamboat, if you will. The pavement. Max Walter coming through and laying down a hammer in the backfield. His 10th solo tackle of the season. Lots of excitement here from the home crowd on that hit. And that brings up a 4th down and 5 here for the Riverside Cyclones. Their second visit here into Centralia Panther territory. Will they be apprehended here? 4th down and 5 here. Back to the end zone, and he had an open Chase Hewins, but Beckham Griffin missed the pass, and he is upset. Hewins was wide open. There was no one near him, and he threw it left of him, and that was incomplete. An unfortunate missed opportunity for the Riverside Cyclones and Beckham Griffin, and the Riverside now 1-of-4 on 4th downs in this game. They have now turned it over on downs on all 3 possessions. Centralia, 1st and 10. They're at their own 14-yard line. They lead 14-0 with 3 minutes and 10 seconds left to go in the first half. It has been all Centralia down here at John Riggins Field. Centralia, the team that went to the state title last year, did come up short. But, man, they have had an incredible tenure as a program with 4 total state titles. As a team with 5 appearances here, keeper to the right side from Quentin Aldefer off the 1st and 10, and he'll be brought backwards. Longest loss here for Centralia. It's back about 3 yards for Quentin Aldefer. And Aldefer's 11th carry here of the game. So far, he leads the carries here for Centralia in this match. And of course, he leads it on the year with now over 1,000 yards rushing this season. 2nd down and 13. Centralia at their own 10-yard line. Riverside with just 1 more timeout in this half. Centralia, they do have 3 still. 2:33 left to go here in this first half. Spinner back here on the 2nd down 13. Aldefer, he throws a stiff arm, and he'll get it back up to where the original line of scrimmage was. So just a 2-yard carry. He'll bring up 2nd down and 11. Elijah Moore, the defensive lineman, gets his 28th tackle on this season. And it brings up 3rd down 11 for 2-yard carry from Quentin Aldefer. Now it's 12 carries in the game. 3rd down and 11 for Centralia. Now their own 12-yard line. This will be huge here if Riverside can get Centralia off the field. Centralia, they scored on back-to-back drives. And a 71-yard drive on their first touchdown, converted 4th and 2 massively. Then on that second drive of the game, they were set up from a botch snapped on a punt from Riverside. Centralia, they start at the Riverside 12-yard line. Here they've had to work their farthest distance. Riverside starting at their own 14. Or Centralia starting at their own 14, I should say. And here, they're on a 3rd and 11 at their own 12. With 1:33 left to go here in the first half. But Centralia calls a timeout. Centralia with the ball in the 3rd and 11 at their own 12, up 14-0 against Riverside with 1:33 to go in the second quarter. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's your 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week. Winner of this contest wins the Class 1A District 4 title. It's the Centralia Panthers here hosting the Riverside Cyclones. Riverside up 14-0 with 1 minute and 33 seconds left to go here in the second quarter. In Centralia up 14-0, 3rd and 11. Centralia is in control on their third possession at their own 12-yard line. And Riverside is trying to get Centralia off the field, trying to make them punt for the first time in this game. With an all defer, here's the direct snap to Ronald Baum. He's going up the left side. He's got a couple of lead blockers in front of him, but he will be stopped. Just 2 yards, and here checking to see if Centralia still has the possession. Yes, they do. That'll bring up a fourth down and 9, though. Just a 2-yard carry from Dagan Ronald Baum on his fifth carry of the game. He's now over 15 yards rushing here in the match. And a timeout will be called here by Riverside. It's their final timeout here of the half. We'll take a 30 here. We'll step aside. Riverside has to get the ball back here, forcing Riverside Centralia to punt. Fourth and 10. Centralia punting from their 14-yard line, 14-0. Centralia leads. Riverside trying to get on the board.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
It's 14-0 with 1 minute 26 seconds left to go in the second quarter. Centralia 14, Riverside 0, and Riverside forcing Centralia here to punt. It's Quinton Aldifer back to punt it, and here it's going to be a low boot. It's going to twist and spin, and it will perfectly fall at midfield. Riverside will start at their own 50-yard line, or as I should say, well, both teams share at the 50-yard line, so at midfield here, and the first punt of the game from either team, Centralia here, giving it right back to Riverside, but it's Centralia with the 14-0 lead with 1:18 left to go here in the second quarter. Riverside has no timeouts remaining. Centralia Panthers, they still do have two. Riverside is their fourth possession upcoming here with 1 minute, 18 seconds left to go in this second quarter. Again, Riverside down 14-0, trying to break that seal. They have got into the Centralia red zone twice in this game, but they have come up short both times there. 1-4 and fourth down. Here, Beckham Griffin dropping back. He's going to roll to his left side. He's going to break a tackle past the 50, the 45. He'll run out of bounds on the 5-yard gain.
The
third carry, now 11 yards here on the game. It's a perfect for 5 yards. It's a second down and 5 on the scamper. And again, it's a wet day. It's again a breezy shower down here at Centralia. About 50 degrees. It's been about half of an inch of rain the past 24 hours here. It's an 8-mile-per-hour wind from the southeast. So hard throwing conditions. But both teams, they've thrown the ball quite often. Second down and 5 here for Riverside. Here at the Centralia 45. Beckham Griffin drops back, looks over the middle of the field. It's deflected by Quinton Aldifer. Using all of 6'1" to jump up and tip it away. The intended target down the field was Micah Rubidu in coverage. There was Grady Becker, but it looked like Becker probably had that coverage locked down anyway. They still got to love the effort there by Aldifer to be able to come over there and make the swat. It brings up third down and 5 after the incompletion. That's the second incompletion here for Beckham Griffin. He is now 4 of 6 for 45 yards passing. Third down and 5 here for Riverside at the Centralia 45-yard line. Trips out to the right side. It's going to be a screen pass that goes to Hughes. He's going to get it on the inside bubble. He's going to be short of the first down. He was trying to get the reach. We'll see if they were able to get him the first down off maybe forward progress, but it looks like he'll be short of a half of a foot, maybe an inch. But regardless, it brings up a fourth down. And Riverside taking some time here. The clock is running at 46 seconds left. Now 43. Now Riverside quickly getting into formation. Bryce Payton telling his team to get down quick. Fourth and one here. Riverside, it's going to be the quarterback keeper right up the middle. Looks to be good enough for the first down. The whistles finally blow on both sides. Well, here you're in high school, so when you pick up a first down, the clock will stop until the ball is spotted. Clock's not rolling. It's at 30 seconds right now. Now it continues. First and 10, Riverside at the Centralia 39-yard line, and now Centralia will call a timeout. They have one timeout remaining of the half. Riverside has zero. But they have the ball on a first and 10 at the Centralia 39-yard line. Riverside down 14-0 with 25 seconds to go in the first half. Can they get a score here right before the end of the half? And, well, I'll tell you what, we're going to keep things here real quick. But, again, the Centralia Panthers, they won the toss. They elected to defer, meaning they'll get the ball to start the second half. So if you're Riverside, you don't want an opportunity to go down three scores. You want to try to keep this within a one-score, two-score game because getting down to this Centralia team is dangerous. I was kind of talking to some coaches around the area in front of this game and kind of how these teams matched up, and a lot of them said, well, Riverside, they got great players. They got great athletes, but it's about the mentality when it comes to facing Centralia and not just the physicality, because obviously when you're a program that has this much success and this much of a resume, you know, you play a little tight sometimes. Right now, Centralia, they have been the more physical team, and they've impressed with 14 points on the board. Now, here after the timeout, Riverside first and 10. Here at the Centralia 39-yard line. Here, this one, a deep pass down the field. Quentin Oliver high points it in the back of the end zone for the interception. We'll see if he officially picked it off, though, in the back of the end zone, or in the end zone, or whether he did it before he went in, and as of right now, he actually picked it off at the 1 yard line, so this is not great starting field position, or not great field position here for Centralia, but he'll take the interception by Quentin Aldifer. It's his first interception of the season. He had 5 INTs last year. Centralia, they have 5 interceptions here as a team. And huge play there by Quentin Aldifer, the safety. And here's Centralia, first and 10 at their own 1 yard line. They got they're gonna probably do a direct snap here to Aldifer and just have him run it up the middle to run that clock out. And he will. So just to get out of the own end zone for Centralia, Aldifer does it. And that will conclude the first half. The Centralia Panthers here now up 14-0. Entering the second half, Riverside, again, they start off with the ball in the first half. Centralia, they'll get it to start the second. Centralia Panthers, again, already up 14-0. They'll have a chance to go up 3 possessions to start the third quarter. They'll be back to receive the kick. Again, Centralia 14, Riverside 0. Winner takes home the plaque of Class 1A, District 4. The district championship here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Up next, here we'll have our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. All right, we'll take a step aside. We'll come back. We'll have stats, updates from around the area, and we'll recap here this first half. Centralia 14, Riverside 0.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Dick. Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network here on 92.1 KMZA here for your game of the week. It's a Class 1A District 4 district title matchup. Winner of this game wins the Class 1A District 4 title. The plaque is here in the press box, or at least was in the press box earlier when I saw it. It's a beautiful plaque, and well, one team gets to take it here home today. But as of right now, it currently looks like it might just stay in Centralia, Kansas. It's Centralia 14-0 here over the Riverside Cyclones. Again, that first quarter ended 8-0. Again, first half ending 14-0. Centralia, they were able to get the first touchdown of the game on their first opening drive. Riverside, their opening drive, well, they drove all the way down the field. They converted a massive third down and 44 yards down the field. They got into the Centralia red zone, but then right after that, they only went backwards and failed to convert a fourth down. And, well, that was kind of the story there of that entire first half of Riverside. They struggled on fourth downs. They went 1-4 on fourth downs, and on third downs, they went 1-6. So again, Riverside really struggling on one. Getting behind the sticks is something that they struggled with, and also being able to convert those big downs. They had lots of opportunities, got within the Centralia 30 twice in that half, but again, just unfortunate mistake after mistake. Riverside, you have the bad snap on the punt on the second possession, which allowed Centralia to take over on the Riverside 12-yard line. And that allowed Centralia on back-to-back drives to, again, go up 14-0. First touchdown was a 17-yard touchdown pass from Centralia. Quinton Aldefer finding Grady Becker. And then the second touchdown, again, still for Centralia, was Dagan Ronnebaum on the goal line, a 3-yard rush. Ronnebaum also a 19-yard pass reception there for him. Right now, look at the stats here on the game. Quinton Aldefer, 2 of 2, 36 yards passing, 1 touchdown.
Centralia Panthers rushing for 46 yards, 82 total yards on the game with Alderfer 40 yards on the ground, combined for 76 total yards of offense. Centralia pretty much all going to the locomotive of Quinton Alderfer. Taking a look here at Riverside stats, Beckham Griffin is 4 of 7 with an interception and 41 yards passing. He has thrown the last 3 straight passes incomplete, including the interception on his 7th pass attempt. Currently also, he's got 3 carries for 11 yards rushing. Elijah Moore was held to 36 yards rushing on 9 carries in that first half. Riverside with 48 yards rushing, 41 yards passing, combining for 89 yards total. So again, both these teams haven't really moved the ball a lot. Riverside, most of their yards coming off a big 44-yard pass play that started that opening drive. It was a pass to Chase Hewins on a bubble screen to the left side. But right after that, Riverside, they just really haven't been able to move a whole lot on offense, but they have been able to get down the field on Centralia twice. Unfortunately, they just really haven't been able to convert downs. I should also mention there was one down particularly for Riverside on their third possession where, again, they drove to Centralia's inside the Centralia 30-yard line, and Beckham Griffin, he had a wide-open Chase Hewins in the end zone, but unfortunately missed him wide to the left side. There was no one there to cover them. Beckham Griffin, he was pretty upset about the incompletion, but right there, again, that just tells you Centralia, they have taken advantage of every mistake here on Riverside. Riverside, unfortunately, have only gone backwards here on themselves. Centralia will be set to get the ball here to start this second half. Again, this is your halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from the bed. Online at highlandcc.edu. Centralia with the chance to start the second half, or they will have the chance to start the second half here with the ball and a chance to go down and score to make it a 3-possession game, already up 14-0. All right, we'll take a quick step aside here. We'll come back. We'll give you some scoring updates around the area, and we'll also give you some keys here for both teams entering the second half of play. There's still 2 more quarters to go. Riverside, they have a lot to clean up here, but they still have a high ceiling with a chance here to take this district title. Just got to clean up a lot of things. The Centralia Panthers, though, man, they are looking clean as clean here in this game. Centralia 14, Riverside 0. We'll take a step aside, and we'll continue our halftime show right after this.
Avid car buyer Joel Klein thoroughly enjoyed his time with Holt House Auto House.
One of the best buying experiences I've ever had when I bought cars, and I have purchased over 30 in my lifetime. We purchased a 2007 Jeep Wrangler. I would recommend wholeheartedly to use them. They are great to work with and very personable, and they're really smooth.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back to our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. It's also our scoring updates here segment brought to you by Holt's House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt's House vehicles have you seen today? HoltsHouseAutoHouse.com. Well, here for your first score update. Again, Centralia up against the Riverside Cyclones, 14-0 here. They ended that first quarter 8-0. And added another 6 points there in that second quarter, going 14-0 here. We still have about 5 to 6 minutes here until we start the second half action. But again, let's look at some other updates around the area right now on the Cobra Channel. Jackson Heights is beating down on JCN 39-0 here at the half. Again, that is also for a district title, but not just a district title. That is for the Northeast Kansas League title as well, but right now it's the Cobras slithering on top. Troy Trojans up against the Mar Hill Mount Academy Ravens, 26-6 at the end of the first quarter. Over on the Hiawatha Channel, Perry LeCompton leads 14-7. That is a win. You are in game. That is a massive district game between those two teams. Leavenworth currently right now leads over Holton on the Holton Channel, 23-16. Justin Fluke and Holton Channel on the call in that game. Halftime here. Sabetha over St. Mary's 21-6 over on the Sabetha channel, and also on our newly additionalized Silver Lake channel this season with Wade Gerstner. Silver Lake is currently up 3-0 at half over Council Grove. Again, scoring updates brought to you by Holt's House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt's House vehicles have you seen today? You can go online at HoltsHouseAutoHouse.com. 3 minutes. 4 minutes roughly here until we start the second half action, where Centralia will start with the ball. Again, they won the toss, elected to defer to get the ball to start the second half. It has been a lot of great decisions here on Roger Holt's House and his play calling decision making in today's game. Again, Centralia up 14-0 here against Riverside. This is actually the fourth year head coaching for Roger Holt's House, already again a state title appearance in his fourth season. That was last year. Unfortunately, Centralia, they did get knocked down by Conway Springs 41-6, but still, this is a Centralia team that's got a total of 4 state titles in program history. They are just an incredible team year in and year out, 2019, 2013, 2011, and then the first one was in 2009. Again, this has just been a really great program here for Centralia, and Roger Holthouse has picked up a really great football team here this season and over the last couple of seasons here for Riverside. But you also can't forget here about Bryce Payden, again, getting this Riverside team their first winning season since 2019 last year, but also getting the first playoff win ever for Riverside since 2012. So both head coaches have done an incredible job with their teams, getting milestones and being able to reach great heights that both these programs are trying to get right back to, or in some case, reach for the first time. So when we talk about keys here for this second half, as Riverside is down 14-0, and Centralia has a chance here to get the ball to start this second half, you know, Riverside has to clean up a lot of things. We talked about the bad snap there on the punt that led to Centralia getting it at the Riverside 12-yard line. And then you have the missed touchdown pass in the end zone. A major fourth down. You also have the interception by Beckham Griffin to Quinton Aldifer, just a kind of an unforced one that was just kind of chucked down the field. Quinton Aldifer was able to high point it. So it really comes down to it, you know, at the end of the day. I talked about it earlier when kind of asking some other coaches around the area about this game. You know, Riverside, they got great athletes. So does Centralia. But it all comes down to, do they have the mentality to beat Centralia? Centralia, again, year in and year out, great program, great players, great coaching, and they are a hard team to beat, especially when they have the home field advantage down here at the end of the season. But also, it is not the fairest of days. It's rainy. It's cold. When it comes down to running the ball, well, no other team runs it better than the Centralia Panthers. So coming out in the second half, we're going to have to see if Riverside can really insert themselves into the run game, because in the first half, they weren't able to run the ball quite well. I mean, Riverside rushed for a total of 48 yards. Now, Centralia only rushed for a total of 46 yards, but Centralia far more kind of consistent, though, in that running game over Riverside. Elijah Moore, who usually almost averages 10 yards a game, is currently being held to
4 yards a carry right now. So again, Centralia, they have been stuffing the run game. Riverside, they have to find a way to insert it in the second half, but then also execute those big plays and don't give anything up. But here, if you're Centralia, well, you just keep your foot down. Don't look back in the rearview mirror. When your offense gets out there, you keep going. I mean, when Centralia came out in their first drive and went for it 4th and 2 at their own 32-yard line, it was a declaration that we're out here to win this game, and we're not going to play quiet football. We're going to play loud football. And since then, Centralia, they've controlled the tempo, and they have controlled momentum. So we'll see how both teams adjust here coming out in the second half. Again, Centralia, 14, the Riverside Cyclones, 0. We're about 2 minutes, 30 seconds away until we start the second half, where again, Centralia will get the ball to start. We'll take a quick 2-minute break. We'll be right back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, 92.1 KMZA Game of the Week. Winner takes home the Class 1A District 4 Championship plaque. Centralia, right now 14, entering the second half, Riverside 0.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Hi, my name is Kristen Morey, and I am the office manager at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. I have worked here for 13 years, and it is an extremely fun and rewarding place to work. What I love most about my job is being part of a team that is passionate about health and developing relationships with our patients. We want our patients to feel like family, and over time, that is exactly what they become. If you are looking for chiropractic care, we would love to meet you. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Crinan Prophet, Kurt Kilman back in studio. We start the second half. Centralia here to receive the ball right to left here. They'll work offensively of your dial. Centralia Panthers up 14-0 here against the Riverside Cyclones. Centralia getting set for their 5th possession in the game, but they really didn't have a chance to do much with their 4th possession. They got the ball from their own 1-yard line with less than 10 seconds to go, so they just ran the clock out the first half. So really this being their true 4th possession of the game. They score on their first 2 drives to go up 14-0 here. Chase Ewens here on the kickoff. Back to return here for the Centralia Panthers is Xavier Beckman and Dagan Ronnebaum, or who else I like to nickname, and a thief in the night in his ability to be quiet and sneaky on offense, defense, and also special teams. I saw him score a special teams touchdown last year, and that's why he's got the nickname. Here it's Beckman, who will get the return here at the 15-yard line. He'll cut it to the left side. He's got a wide-open hole. Ronnebaum throwing a block down the field here. Beckman still up on his feet at the 45, tiptoeing, jumping over his teammate at the 45-yard line. And a huge return for Beckman over 35, 40 yards down the field. Huge tackle there for Riverside to stop him. Again, Brendan Deming there on the tackle, but great downfield blocking by Centralia. I mentioned Dagan Ronnebaum, who's on the return team. He got out in front on the sideline, and Beckman was able to get around him and use him as the lead blocker there. So Centralia, tremendous starting field position to begin this second half, already up 14-0, 11:50 to go here in this third quarter. Here's Centralia, first down and 10. It's a rush up the middle. Isaac Reinecke with the carry, his first here up the game. The carry of 3 yards brings up second down and 7. Elijah Moore on the tackle. Isaac Reinecke, 25 carries now on this season for over 120 yards rushing. He's also got 1 rushing touchdown. He's the fullback in the offense of Riverside. He lines up on the right side of the line. He also has a chance to get a direct snap to him.
You got a fullback, tailback, slot back, and of course the quarterback in Quinton Aldifer. Here, this one is directly snapped to Degan Rommel at second down 7. He gets out to the right side. He cuts it back to the left, but it's only a good carry for roughly 3 yards. It looks like they'll say 3. So they'll bring up a 3rd down and 4 for Centralia. Degan Rommel now 6 carries for 20 yards rushing here on the game here for Degan Rommel. 3rd down and 4 here for the Centralia Panthers at the Riverside 39-yard line. Centralia, so far, they are 0-for-2 on 3rd downs, but they are 1-for-1 on 4th downs. Currently, it's a 3rd down. 3rd down and 4 for Centralia at the Riverside 39. Here's a single-wing offense, and Aldifer was looking to drop back and pass, but there will be a false start here. No, delay of game here against the offense. So they were not able to run the play in time. That's a 5-yard penalty. That brings up a 3rd down and 9. So if you're Riverside, you have better chances here of stopping Centralia. They showed pass there on that play. You gotta wonder if you see another play action from Quinton Aldifer out of this single wing. Here he's got 2 ends to the left side and ends to the right. Fullback and tailback. Direct snap to Aldifer. Here he'll keep to the left side and he will trudge forward. Slippery with the wet ground. And he's able to pick up just 4 yards on the carry. And Aldifer, that's his 13th carry of the game now for 44 yards rushing. That's now a 4th down and 6 here for the Centralia Panthers at the Riverside 41-yard line. Mentioned Centralia 1-1 on 4th downs. They went for a 4th and 2 at their own 32-yard line back in the first quarter, their first drive of the game. That pursued on to finish off in a 71-yard touchdown drive. We'll see if Centralia goes for it here, and of course they do. 4th and 6 here at the Riverside 41. And a false start against the offense. And Centralia now, who really didn't struggle with any penalties at all in that first half. It was Riverside who was struggling with penalties. Now, coming out in this 3rd quarter, a delay of game and a false start. It sets Centralia back. It's now 4th down and 11. And now, if you're Coach Roger Holthouse, you probably analyze maybe a different option here on the 4th and 11 at the Riverside 46-yard line. We'll see what Centralia does. Here they'll come out in a spread formation for the first time tonight. And out to the right side, twins right and wide to the left. Here, Aldifer, he'll look to pass. In the backfield, he's pressured, chucks it up in the air, and it is incomplete. His intended target looked like was maybe Trace Haug. Excuse me, no, Isaac Reinicke was the intended target. But again, that's a turnover on downs there for the Centralia Panthers. Regardless, man, the defensive line there, brute strength, was able to penetrate on through Elijah Moore off the edge. That came up huge. And that's a turnover on downs. Riverside takes over here, down 14-0 with 8:42 to go in the 3rd quarter against Centralia. Here, 1st and 10, Elijah Moore gets the carry, and he will be brought down on the Centralia side of the field, not the Centralia 49-yard line. They'll actually mark him yard short of it at midfield. So it's a 4-yard carry for Elijah Moore in this drive here for Riverside, starting at their own 46-yard line. Elijah Moore gets the handoff, and as I talked about at halftime, Riverside has to start implementing themselves more into the running game. They have to get the running game going. Only rushing for under 50 yards in that first half. And a bad or a botched play, I should say, here for Riverside. But Beckham Griffin was able to make positive out of it on the 2nd down and 6. Now it's a 3rd down and 5. A 1-yard carry for Beckham Griffin. Chase Ewins, I believe he went off the wrong side. And Griffin, he was shocked, so he just decided to take it out to the left end. He was able to pick up just 1 yard. But that brings up a 3rd down and 5. Riverside at the Centralia
49-yard line. Here, Beckham Griffin. He is tackled in the backfield, apprehended by Aiden Talley. A huge tackle for loss in the backfield for the Centralia Panthers. A 5-yard loss for Beckham Griffin. As Riverside was going forward, again, now they go backwards. Fourth down and 10. If you're Riverside, what do you do here? You're at your own 47-yard line. If you don't punt this and you decide to go for it and can't convert, you give Centralia a good shot to go up 3 scores here on your side of the field. But Riverside, as of right now, will look to go for it. But no, they will punt it out of the shotgun, and a bad punt here by Beckham Griffin. He kicked it straight up in the air instead of down the field, and it went out towards the 47-yard line on Centralia's side. So it was a punt of about roughly maybe 10 yards. Not a punt that you want to have if you're the Riverside Cyclones. Well, Centralia, now first and 10, here up at their own 47-yard line, taking over on their sixth possession of the game with 6:37 to go in the third quarter, up 14-0. Quinton Aldifer takes it right side between the tackle and the guard, and Aldifer only goes forward for a yard. There looks to be a couple of shoves there in the middle. Officials are able to break it up. That brings up here second down and 10. No gain on the play there for Quinton Aldifer. Second down and 10 here. Centralia is still here at their own 47-yard line. Time ticking, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Centralia up 14-0. Sixth possession of the game for the Panthers. Here in the single wing. Three in the backfield, including the quarterback. Here now, backing out is Aldifer for the pass play, and it's incomplete to the right side. It was intended for Xavier Beckman behind the line of scrimmage. It was short in front of his ankles, and it's now third down and 10. Now here, third and 10 for the Centralia Panthers at their 47-yard line, so back-to-back plays. No change. Corona third and 10 at their own 47. Centralia, they got a gift there on that first drive of this third quarter. They started at the Riverside 45-yard line, but with two flags, they backed themselves up. Here, different story. Just no gain. And Aldifer here on the third and 10, right up the gut. A huge carry of 7 yards to the left side, past midfield, but it'll still be short of the first down. Officially 6 yards on the carry for Quinton Aldifer. It's his 16th carry of the game. But it's now 4th and 4 for Centralia here on the Riverside 47-yard line. Centralia will go for it. Out in the single wing. Bunch the backfield. Aldifer using the hard count, trying to get Riverside offside. They're showing 5 up front here on the defensive line. Lots of pressure in the box. They're stacking it here against Centralia. Aldifer keeps. Left side. He's still turning his legs, but he's going backwards. And it looks like he was short by a yard from where the far side and near side judge are standing. And it will be a turnover on downs. Well, maybe they'll switch it. It will be a first down. The Centralia Panthers will get it. A huge reach at the end by Quinton Aldifer. Initially, it looked like he didn't have it. But I think that extra effort that Aldifer made at the very end made the difference. And that's the second time today we've seen Quinton Aldifer. He puts his hands on his lead blocker's back. He pushes him forward. And right after that, he takes that inertia, that momentum, and then adjusts and stretches his arm out over his blocker. He uses it to take it for the first down. He is just a high IQ runner who knows where the sticks are and how to pick that first down. Big time play there by Aldifer. First and 10 here. Aldifer left side. Breaks a couple of tackles. Trucks another one down past the 35-yard line to the 34. And right after a short carry, Aldifer bounces right back with an even bigger one. Chase Hewins on the tackle. A 9-yard carry for Quinton Aldifer.
running defenders over. It's now second down and one for Centralia. Centralia here now on the game, 2 for 3 on fourth downs. Second and one for Centralia. You're on a pretty short second down. This would be a chance for maybe a play action if you're Quinton Aldifer here at the Riverside 34-yard line. Second and one. Here, it's a fumble in the backfield, and it looks to be picked up, and it will be. Elijah Moore will make the fumble recovery. I'm not sure if it was a botched snap or a botched handoff between Aldifer and the running back. It kind of looked like a combination between, but regardless, Centralia fumbles. Elijah Moore comes up with it, hands the ball to the official, and says, "That's Riverside's ball." And it will be. Riverside takes over here at their own 40-yard line with 4 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Centralia is still up 14-0. Last time since Riverside was shut out on the season was against the number one team in the state, Jackson Heights, 21-0. Beckenberg from the first and 10 launches one down the field. It's picked off! Coming down the field past the 45-yard line and out of bounds for the Centralia Panthers. Bronx Talley, the sophomore. Well, just like that, if you're Riverside, you get a gift. You get a fumble and get the ball right back, and Beckham Griffin short arms a ball to the left side hash, and he throws his second interception of the game. And now Centralia takes over, and just like that, it's not quite the spirit of giving. When you get a gift, you do not return it here in football. Well, that is the case here for Riverside. 2 interceptions on this game and 3 turnover on downs. Centralia takes over. 1st and 10 at the Riverside 43-yard line. Still up 14-0. 4:12 left to go here in this third quarter. Aldifer on the 1st and 10 takes it out to the right side. And a huge carry by Aldifer. Saw him come out of that pile deep down the field. And it looks like there was a flag at the very end. Potentially was a personal foul there called against the defense. Just a little bit of roughhousing at the very end of that play. It was a 4-yard carry by Quinton Aldifer. So let's see here what they get. Oh, it's a personal foul. It's actually going to be against Centralia. So I did mention that there was a scuffle at the end of the play. They called it against the Centralia Panthers. Well, that's a huge penalty. It's a 15-yard penalty. Centralia has had 3 flags here in this second half. I don't even think they record a flag in the first. But here, these flags, they have been costly for the Panthers. It's a 2nd down and long. 1st and 21. Or 2nd and 21. Here. For Centralia, another botched snap. The ball is loose on the ground. Does Riverside recover again? And they do. Both teams not sure who wants the ball, but it will be back to Riverside. And the Centralia territory will. Centralia, they have fumbled twice. Riverside, they have thrown interception twice. So, 2 teams that are giving the ball to the other one. It is a game of pinball here in this third quarter. 1st and 10. Riverside here at the Centralia 43-yard line. 1st and 10. Riverside. Elijah Moore. Big carry to the right side. Burst of speed. A 9-yard carry for Elijah Moore. And now Riverside finding a heap of momentum after back-to-back turnovers here. And I talked about it. It'll actually here be enough for the first down, so it looks like they do move the chains. A 10-yard carry for Elijah Moore. 1st and 10, Riverside up to Centralia 33. I talked about it at halves, and Riverside's got to run the ball, but here's a fumble on the ground. It's loose, but Riverside's able to pick it up. They're going to say forward progress, though, and it'll be a sack 6 yards in the backfield. And I'll tell you, it's a drizzle. It's wet. It is cold. It is hard to snap the football. It is hard to pass the football. And both teams are realizing that here in the third quarter. And at this point, you want to put Gorilla Glue on all of your players' hands because it is just
The ball does not want to go to any player today. Second and 21 now, after the huge loss of 11 yards. A huge sack there for Centralia, their fourth sack of the season. Second and 21 for Riverside at the Centralia 42. Elijah Moore up the middle, a big man run to the 30. It's a 12-yard carry. He'll make up a now third down and 9. Elijah Moore has got a couple full head room of steam here. Actually, that was a bigger carry than what I initially thought. It was a 14-yard carry. That brings up third down and 6. 12th carry of the game for Elijah Moore. Is that over 50 yards rushing on the game. 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Centralia 14, Riverside 0. Riverside with the ball here on their seventh possession of the game after forcing a turnover. Well, actually getting gifted a turnover there by Centralia on a fumble. Third and 6. Handoff back to Moore. Up the middle. Big run. Burst of speed towards the end zone. And he will be short by just a couple of yards. But the biggest run of the game for Elijah Moore, his best impression of a bowling ball, right down the middle of the field. A huge 23-yard carry for Moore. First and goal from the 3, and Riverside ripped the seal off the board. Beckham Griffin, quarterback keep, off the left guard. And he will be short of the end zone by just a yard. Well, if you're Riverside, you do the same thing. You take it between the guard and the center, and you break the seal off the board and make it 14-6. Right now it's 14-0 still. Second and goal from the 1, Riverside. Trying to score the minute left to go in the third quarter. And here Beckham Griffin will reach over the pile, but I think he is short again. And he is. Can the Centralia Panthers put a brick wall down on the end zone? Riverside today has been very ineffective on third down, unofficially 1-7. It's third and 2. It was a third and goal from the 2. It was a loss of 1. Riverside comes out and spread. Here it's a handoff to Moore, but he is quickly taken down. And the officials from the near side, far side, regroup, and they are saying it's a fourth down on the goal line. It's a fourth and goal from the 1. And I think Riverside is going to let this run to the end of the third quarter, talk things over, recuperate, and get ready to try to get their fourth score of the game on a major fourth and goal from the 1 yard line. Riverside 14, Centralia 14, Riverside 0. Winner takes home the plaque for Class 1A District 4 in this matchup down here in Centralia, Kansas. We'll take a minute aside here. Centralia 14, Riverside 0. The Riverside 4th and goal on the Centralia 1 yard line. We're back after this.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's the Class 1A District 4 matchup here. It's for the title. Centralia up 14-0 over Riverside. We come back here to start this fourth quarter with Riverside down 14-0, but they have the ball on a fourth and goal from the Centralia 1 yard line. They so far have had four chances here from the 1 yard line, but they haven't punched it in. Can they get it? Fourth and goal. It's a handoff to Moore. He's trucking his legs forward. It looks like right now he's stuffed. Was he? Yes, he was. A goal line stand from the Centralia Panthers. They had four opportunities from the Centralia 1 yard line, and Riverside was held out lock and key. The end zone was cemented. And here, Riverside now on the game, 1 of 5 on fourth downs. Not able to convert those massive downs, and more importantly, they had gotten back-to-back fumbles and gifts there from Centralia, but they give it right back in the most heartbreaking of ways. 11:53 to go in the fourth quarter. Centralia takes over first and 10 from their own 1 yard line, up 14-0. Here's Centralia from their own one. Here it's a keeper out to the right side. It looks like a direct snap to Isaac Reinicke trying to identify the ball carrier. Again, that's a single wing offense, but you know, sometimes you don't know who it gets snapped to. It could be a combination of anyone in the backfield, Aldifer, Onabom, Becker, and Reinicke. Well, I believe it was Runabom who had the 2 yard carry. So now second down and roughly 8 to go here from Centralia at their own 3 yard line. Here, snap, Aldifer the right side, trucks over one and powers forward past the 5 yard line towards the 7. It'll be a gain of a few here. We'll set up a 3rd down and 4, so it's a carry of 3 for Aldifer. It is his 19th carry of the game. He's well over 50 yards rushing, and as I said, he's over 1,000 yards rushing here on the season. Last year, he had over 1,300 total yards of offense in 2024. Well, he has met that match here in 2025 as he has taken over as the team's quarterback. Last year, he was a slot back. 3rd and 4 now. Here for Centralia, at their own 7 yard line. Here's a direct snap to Aldifer. He'll drop back to pass. He'll look to the left side. Grady Becker, it is nearly picked off by Keegan Hughes. Hughes, who has already had one defensive touchdown this season, he almost had another. He also has 2 picks. He almost just added a third. That was a danger zone pass for Centralia. Well, tell you what, it's now not 3rd down. It's now 4th down. The chain gang is struggling to get the 4th down signal. And now the chain gang is trying to fix the marker. So there's an official timeout. Yep, they got it. Okay, they got the 4. So now it's 4th down and 4 for Centralia after the incompletion. Here, Aldifer is now 2 of 5 passing on the game. Centralia, they will punt from their own end zone. Back to punt is Aldifer. Here he punts it. It actually looks like it was blocked in the end zone and picked up by the Riverside Cyclones. And was that in the end zone? It was. It's a touchdown for the Riverside Cyclones. Gavin Schoenfelder, the sophomore defensive lineman, coming in for the blocked punt. And that's the first score of the game for Riverside. After chance, they get their first score on a missed opportunity from Centralia. And now Riverside will kick the extra point here with here lining up for Chase Hewins. He's 27-32 this season on extra points. And this one will look to go right on through, and it will. It is now 14-7 with 10 minutes and 16 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Riverside goes up on their third block here of the season, I believe. They're on special teams. Actually, it might be their first block of the season here, but regardless, that's their second touchdown that has been done defensively on the year. Just an incredible work from the Riverside defense. We'll take a quick step aside. It's 14-7. Centralia still leads with 10:16 to go in the fourth quarter.
At SBS Insurance Agency, independence matters. We're not tied to just one company. We partner with many. That means more choice, better coverage, and prices that actually fit your life. Whether it's home, auto, farm, business, or life insurance, we tailor solutions just for you. Because you're not one size fits all, and neither are we. SBS Insurance, local, independent, and always on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
Riverside Cyclones block the Centralia Panthers punt from their own end zone. Riverside recovers. It was Gavin Schoenfelder who came up with it in the end zone. Riverside now only down by 7, 14-7 in their second defensive touchdown here on this season. And here a deep kick for Centralia to recover. It's Ronalbaum at the 1 yard line. Ronalbaum picks out to the far right side. He's got lots of space in front of him here, and he lays down his shoulder to the 15-yard line is where he will end up at, but there is a flag all the way at the 5-yard line in Centralia territory. Centralia may just start here within their own 10-yard line. We talked about how Riverside has had so many mistakes in this game, and that first half was just riddled with an Achilles heel, if you will, of opportunities for Riverside, where they just keep hitting themselves in the foot. They just keep shooting themselves in the foot. But now Riverside finally on the other end of it. Centralia, the one that has been making the crucial mistakes here in the second half. Two fumbles and a blocked punt. Riverside, though, takes over here on their ninth drive of the game from their own 4-yard line, first and 10. Still up by 7, 14-7, with 10:06 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Well, if you're Centralia, now things have gotten a little more serious. As one possession lead feels like it's held on by a thread. And Aldifer, looks like everybody false started there on the offense. Everyone was early. That's the first flag here against Centralia. And now it's just been a discombobulated second half. After what was an incredible, well-strung-together first half, Roger Holtowski, again, is one of the best coaches here in easily Class 1A here with one of the top talented programs in 11-man Class 1A. So see if he can get his team dug out of this hole. First and 13 here. Aldifer, big carry right up the gut. Just what the doctor ordered. Aldifer, a carry of about 12 yards. That's short, still the first down, but it's now second down and 1. Centralia, the main goal here is to take time off the board. 9 minutes, 36 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. Centralia, they lead 14-7 here over Riverside. They want to keep this plaque here, right here at home for the Class 1 District 4 title. Here a direct snap, Reinicke. Reinicke's got enough for the first down after barreling down the right side of the line. He's on a 4-yard carry. He's got 3 carries now for 10 yards in the game, unofficially. Hunter Hartman made the tackle. Hartman last season had 67 tackles for Riverside, and this year he's got well over 33 solo tackles, over 60 tackles, and 3 tackles for loss. There's a first down for Riverside, for Centralia, first and 10 for the Panthers at their own 17. Here, it's Aldifer. He trucks one guy, almost breaks one to take it all the way down the field, but a big saving tackle at the very end by Riverside's Tyzel Harrington, the senior. And the Centralia Panthers, a big carry, 15 yards for Aldifer. His 21st carry of the game. And here he is well over 70 yards rushing on the contest. We'll have official stats here after the game concludes, as well as our post-game show and our Player of the Game segment. First and 10 for Centralia at their own 32. Spinner back offense here. And Aldifer keeps it up the middle. And he will be positive for maybe about a half a yard on the carry, if that. It'll bring up still a second down and 10. Clock will run, though, with 8 minutes left to go in this fourth quarter.
both teams still with three timeouts left in their pocket. Centralia 14, Riverside 7. Second down and 10 here for the Centralia Panthers at their own 33-yard line. Here, two ends to the left side. Landon Beck, the end to the right. Three in the backfield. Here, Aldefer. He's going to keep it to the left side. He's got a lot of lead blockers in front of him, but he's only going to go forward for 2 yards to the 35-yard line on the far middle hash mark. It's now a second down and 7, and Riverside needs to bring up the fourth down here against the Centralia Panthers. This has been a close game, and everyone knew coming in this week 8 that these two teams were going to play close. They were going to play physical, and it was going to be mostly all defense. And all defense, it has mostly been. A lot of it has come down from mistakes on the special teams unit. Third down and 8 for Centralia at their own 35. Aldefer keeps, and he is short of the first down by at least 6, maybe 5 yards. So a 2-yard carry, a big tackle there by Beckham Griffin. And that'll officially bring up a fourth down and 5. And, well, if you're the Centralia Panthers, you probably punt here. And Riverside a chance to tie the game. Or maybe Centralia will go for it. Right now, they'll show us they'll go for it. From their own 37, fourth and 5. It's maybe some trickery here. Aldefer will use the hard count. Here he'll give some space. Now he's walking backwards. We'll punt it. Aldefer, he boosts this one deep down the field. That'll be a nicer punt than last time. Last time it was blocked. This time Aldefer will pin Riverside within their own 15-yard line at their own 13. So Riverside, forget everything that has been up to this point in the game through the Cyclones. Erase it all from your memory. Erase the mistakes. Erase the accidents. Here's the chance to tie this game. 6 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Riverside 7, Centralia 14. Riverside takes over on their eighth possession in the game at their own 13-yard line with 6:12 left to go. Down 7, 14-7 to Centralia. Last year, Centralia won this matchup 34-28. Centralia is 4-0 against Riverside since 2011 when Riverside was consolidated as a school. Here. Beckham Griffin, this slip back set between Elijah Moore and Chase Hewens. Hewens will go up to the right side, not the twins, right? Elijah Moore gets the handoff right up the middle, and Elijah Moore takes off flight after contact. A big carry of 5 yards for Elijah Moore. And Moore, well, they have fed him more in this second half, and he has been well-rounded here on the rush. He has found himself many of open holes, and, well, he has invented many holes for himself. But you got to keep aware of the clock here if you're Riverside. But if you're also the Cyclones, you don't want a chance to give Centralia a chance to go down and score with expired time. Chase Hewens, the handoff to the right side on the second down and 5, and he is brought down in the backfield, kicking legs up in the air with big excitement. Grady Becker on the tackle, his 32nd tackle on the season. A huge tackle for loss for Grady Becker. And that brings up a third down and 9 for Riverside. Riverside, they have struggled on third downs. Unofficially, 1 of 7. Third and 9 here for Riverside. And this is a huge third down if you're the Cyclones. Beckham Griffin in shotgun. Twins to the right side with a tight end. Single out to the left. Here's a handoff to Elijah Moore, but Moore will only go 4 to 3 yards. So not much to go for the pass, playing the third down and 9. Instead, looking for the rush to catch the defense off sides. Well, Moore goes forward for 5 yards. That sets up a fourth down and 3. A long fourth and 3, if you will. And here Riverside will have to go for it from their own 20-yard line, 4th and 3. This is what decides the game right here. Hard count is being used by Beckham Griffin. Does Riverside decide to go for this, or will they call a timeout and talk it over? They will call a timeout and talk it over. We'll take a quick 30 aside. 14-7. Centralia leads over Riverside with 4 minutes, 32 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. It's 4th-and-3. Riverside going to elect or think about going for it here at their own 20-yard line here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful farm operation takes more than just hard work. It takes the right financial partner. This is Nick Rencher with First Heritage Bank, and our lending team understands the unique opportunities and challenges of the ag industry in our area. Whether you're looking to invest in new equipment, expand your operation, or secure working capital, First Heritage Bank offers a variety of ag loans tailored to your specific needs. Stop by one of our convenient locations or give us a call. First Heritage Bank is an FSA preferred lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Centralia crowd here showing lots of excitement. It's a massive 4th-and-3 here for the Riverside Cyclones. They need to convert right here, down 7, 14-7, with 4 minutes, 32 seconds left to go in this fourth quarter. Here's the massive 4th-and-3. Riverside passing Beckham Griffin behind the sticks, looking for the first down, stretching and getting it is Keegan Hughes. Riverside converting their second fourth down of the game. Now 2 of 6. Oliver made the tackle. That was a much-needed fourth down conversion for the Riverside Cyclones. And now they continue the drive, but they still got to get into the end zone. Down 14-7. It's Centralia with 4 minutes, 12 seconds left to go. Winner takes home the Class 1A District 4 district title. Elijah Moore handoff on the first and 10 to the right side. And it's going to be a carry of just a yard for Elijah Moore. That was the first completion of the second half there. Also, I should mention for Beckham Griffin, that was the second pass completion of today to Keegan Hughes.
No gain on the play, second half 10.
That got that first down, the 4th-and-3. Second down and 10 here. For Riverside, at their own 26-yard line, another handoff here to Moore. He's at the left side. He's got a large hole. Here he's going to power through defenders, and he'll bring it up to the 30-yard line. I'll tell you what, if I were to tackle Elijah Moore, I would choose not to. Elijah Moore, he's a big man. When I interviewed Roger Holthaus and it was asked, how are you going to take him down? He said, well, you better not tackle him high, or you're going to line up in the Onega Clinic. And that probably couldn't be anywhere farther from the truth. Elijah Moore is a big 5'7", 235-pound back who puts all of his force and power into his running. Third and 6 here for the Riverside Cyclones at their own 30-yard line. Another chance here for the Centralia Panthers. They have 3 down linemen showing some pressure off the edge here. Beckham Griffin will have to carry left side on third and 6, but he is stopped at the line of scrimmage. That'll bring up a 4th-and-6. And this is another massive 4th down here that Riverside will have to convert. It's actually a loss of 1 for Beckham Griffin. His last 2 carries have been for a loss. And it's a 4th-and-7. This is the defining moment here of the game for Riverside. Down 14-7 with 2:11 left to go here in this fourth quarter to Centralia. Riverside with the ball, but there are blown whistles. There is a timeout here by Centralia. So we'll take a step aside here real quick. 30 here on 92.1 KMZA. It is 14-7. The Centralia Panthers lead over Riverside with 2 minutes and 7 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter. But it's a 4th-and-7 that Riverside must convert at their own 29-yard line here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Bemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
7 seconds to go here this fourth quarter. It's coming down to the very wire for the District
4 Class 1A title between Centralia and Riverside. Centralia 14, Riverside 7. Riverside has it at their own 29-yard line, 4th down and 7. They've already converted a 4th down and 4 on this drive. Now they have to do another one. 4th and 7. Low snap here, but Beckerberg picks it up. Hobbling on his back feet. He's under pressure, and he is sacked! A flock of Panthers come through! Aiden Talley, as well as Tyron Talley on the sack. His second of the season. Couldn't come up in a bigger moment. And now, Riverside has a chance to run a lot of clock off. Potentially, if they can pick up a first down, they can end this one 14-7. If you punch it in the end zone, you like those odds with two possession lead here with less than 2 minutes to go. But a turnover on downs here. Riverside, 2 of 7 on fourth downs today. They have turned it over on downs 5 times and thrown 2 interceptions. A lot of mistakes there offensively. Their only touchdown coming off a blocked punt. 1st and 10, Aldefer takes out to the left side of the line, and he'll be brought down a yard after the line of scrimmage. Well, actually, he will go back a yard.
Timeout
here from Riverside. We'll keep things here on the MSU Sports Radio Network 92.1 KMZA. Right now on 103.9 KMZA, the Jackson Heights Cobras dominating over the Jefferson County North Chargers. Jackson Heights looking to win the District 3 Class 1A title. Speaking of which, Jackson Heights and Centralia, they'll actually be in the same district next year, which should make for a lot of great fun. Jackson Heights and Centralia in the same district a couple of years ago. They'll come back to the same district next year, and I tell you what, that'll make for two great programs. Over the last couple of years, really, to go head-to-head against each other in the regular season, wouldn't really be too surprised if Riverside or Centralia were to bump back into that Jackson Heights team a chance this season. Well, again, a timeout here taken by Riverside. It's 2nd down and 10 for Centralia at the Riverside 20-yard line. Centralia is up 14-7 with 1:53 left to go. I got to run out a little more time here off the clock. It'd be 1 first down, and well, they can end it 14-7, and that would improve Centralia to 7-1 in the season, 5-0 in the district, and it would secure the district title for the 2nd year here in a row over Riverside. Aldefer breaking a couple of tackles, laying an arm down. It looks like he might have been able to shake it off for a touchdown, honestly, if he wanted to, but then laid his arm into the defender to the 10-yard line. It was a 10-yard carry for Aldefer, a 8-yard carry. Aldefer now 24 carries on the game. And we'll have stats here at the half for both teams. Another timeout taken. Again, just kind of keeping things here with it. 3rd and 10 for Centralia. At the Riverside 12-yard line, 14-7. Centralia, I think with 1:46 left to go. Talk about the Centralia Panthers. They're incredible program that they have had. Again, going 11-2 last year, making the state title game in 2022. They went 11-1. Unfortunately, they lost to St. Mary's in the sub-state game. But that was, another incredible season for the Centralia Panthers. And again, they've had a great tenure under head coach here, Roger Holthouse, who again enters his 4th season at the helm of the Centralia Panthers. Of course, week 9 starting next week, which is the playoffs. Both of these teams are guaranteed to go to the playoffs. Centralia, though, they were actually ranked top 5 in the state at one point. They're currently right now roughly the 6th ranked team as it stands. 3rd and 3 here for Centralia at the Riverside 13. Pick up this first down and you secure the Class 1A District 3 title. I'll defer the snap. Left side of the line here, and he is barreling forward, but he is tackled down. Maybe here a short, a first down by a yard, and he will be short by 2 yards. And Riverside has no more timeouts. If Centralia picks up the first down, the game is over. If they don't pick up the first down, Riverside will have a chance with less than 40 seconds left to go here to go down and tie this game, but it's 14-7. Centralia leads. After Centralia, the smart thing to do is if you get the first down, you just fall down, and then you can come out in victory formation and take the win. So here, Centralia gets his victory. It'd be a short margin, 14-7. All right, timeout here by the Panthers. We'll step aside here, take a 30-second break. We'll be right back for a massive fourth down here, fourth and two. It's less than a minute to go in the fourth quarter. Centralia 14, Riverside 7. This is to win the title if Centralia can pick up the first down. We're back here in 30 on 92.1 KMZA.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shy. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, everyone pretty much knew that this game was going to be a low-scoring affair, and it has been. Centralia 14, Riverside 7. Centralia, if they can pick up this fourth down and two at the Riverside 12, they will win this game. There's only 57 seconds left in this fourth quarter. Riverside with no timeouts. Here's the fourth down and two. Direct snap to Aldifer. Aldifer around the right side. He's stretching for the first down. He may not have got it. We'll see here. The far side official looks like putting it down at the 10-yard line. That's where the first down marker is. But he is short of the first down. It's a turnover on down. Well, the Centralia Panthers on their 10th drive of the game. Turnover on down with 51.7 seconds left to go. Riverside cycles with no timeouts. The clock stopping when you get out of bounds and pick up a first down. So the ball is set. A chance to go down the field to tie this game. It would have to be an 89-yard drive for Riverside. But can they do it? And more so, if you get the touchdown, do you go for two or do you send it into overtime with the extra points? Who knows? So we'll see. First and 10, Beckham Griffin drops back, sends this one over the middle, and it will be caught here for the first time by Tyzel Harrington. So the clock stopped at 46 seconds. First and 10 now at the 21-yard line. 10-yard completion for Beckham Griffin, and he will spike it. It brings up a second down and 10. Riverside at their own 21-yard line with 41.7 seconds left to go. And I'll tell you what, the last 3 weeks here on 92.1 KMZA, I can attest, we have had nothing but great games. 20-18, Emaw Central versus Sabato. We had the 26-18. Hanover snapping the 58-game winning streak over Axel, and now a beautiful one here. Second down and 10 for Riverside. A pass out to the far flat to the right side, and Max Walter almost had an interception. He's had a fantastic night defensively, Max Walter. Can't really give that kid enough praise. The young sophomore, he'll be a rising star here for Centralia. But the pass goes incomplete. Riverside with 38 seconds left to go. Down 7, 14-7. At their own 21-yard line, on a third down and 10 with back-to-back incompletions. At the spike on first down, the incomplete flat to the right. Beckham Griffin getting the play call in. Tyzel Harrington spreading out to the left side here with Chase Hewins in slot to the left side. Twins out to the left, wide out to the right. Beckham Griffin, he sends Hewins in motion, left to right here. And it will be a pass, but it goes incomplete. It was a jet pass, and it was incomplete. Not many times do you throw an incomplete pass on a jet pass. That's when your motion man is given the ball from just a yard in front of the quarterback. So the quarterback tosses it just a yard in front of him. The motion guy is supposed to just kind of pick it up. And, yeah, that was incomplete. Unfortunate disconnect there from Hewins and Griffin, and that brings up a fourth down and 10, so this is for the game. Riverside need a first down. Fourth and 10, Riverside throw on 21-yard line. Empty set, backfield, fat snap, getting picked up. Beckham Griffin now on the run, and he is tackled. The Centralia Panthers will now win another Class 1A District 4 district title in back-to-back seasons over the Riverside Cyclones. Riverside not able to allow themselves. They've had plenty of chances. They went 2 of 8 on fourth downs today with 6 total turnover on downs. Centralia, the best formation in football. It's victory formation. And it would only will take one kneel as the clock will run down to 0. And just like that, the Centralia Panthers improved to 7-1 on the season and 5-0 in the district and will keep the plaque right here at home for another consecutive year. Riverside now drops 6-2 on the year and 4-1 in district. 14-7, the Centralia Panthers come up on top over the Riverside Cyclones in a matchup for the ages. All defense here tonight between these two teams. So again, Centralia 14, Riverside 7. We'll take a step aside. We'll give you some final stats on the game, some player stats, and some overall. We'll give you a recap. We'll take one more break, and we'll give you the player of the game. Here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, Centralia 14, Riverside 7. Centralia takes home the district plaque for Class 1A, District 4.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. Our Ag Lending Department here at United Bank & Trust is ready to help get what you need this harvest season. From all of us here at United Bank & Trust, we want to wish all farmers a safe and successful harvest this year. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank & Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's double metal lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here one final time on 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports, your network. Again, right after this, of course, you can listen to the National Bank High Sports Scoreboard Show with Jake and Buzz. You can catch all the aerial recaps and scores. But again, this is our post-game show segment with Be Outdoors Real Estate, buying or selling. Use the best in business, recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online out, beoutdoors.com. We're also here going to do our Player of the Game segment here with the Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. So, again, a real recap of this game. Centralia, they were up 14-0 at the end of that first half, 8-0 at the end of the first quarter. They scored 6 more points in that second quarter, and that was where the offense was, stayed at for Centralia. They scored on their first two drives of the game. Their first drive, they went 71 yards down the field, capped off with a 17-yard touchdown pass from Quinton Aldefer to Grady Becker. That second drive, well, there was a bad snap from Riverside that really kind of dictated this game here. A lot of mistakes in that first half for the Cyclones, but bad snap. Centralia took over at the Riverside 12-yard line. And then right after that, Centralia, again, they'd go in and score. That was Dagan Ronnebaum who would get pitched from the right side, and he'd go in for the touchdown to take the 14-0 lead. Riverside wouldn't score until the fourth quarter, where, again, Riverside on the game went 2 of 8 on fourth downs. They had back-to-back fumble recoveries from Centralia. Riverside, they had it fourth and goal from the 1-yard line, but then they were held there. However, though, Riverside, they got Centralia the punt from their own end zone, in which the punt was blocked and recovered in the end zone by Gavin Schoenfelder, and that was the first and only touchdown in the game for the Riverside Cyclones that came off a blocked punt. The game would end 14-7 as, again, the Centralia Panthers defense would come up big. Riverside Cyclones offense finished 130 yards total. Centralia finished with 167 yards. Here are player of the game going to no one other than Quinton Aldefer, who finished with 2 for 5, 36-yard passing, 1 passing touchdown. He also had officially 24 carries for 111 yards, so finishing the game with a total of 1 touchdown, 147 total yards of offense. But you can't forget he also had 3 tackles unofficially on defense, but also the interception that really turned the tide there in that second half that kept Riverside out of a big scoring drive. So again, 1 interception, 146 yards of offense, and of course the touchdown. Quinton Aldefer gets the Farmers State Bank Player of the Game here on 92.1 KMZA. So again, the Centralia Panthers taking the Class 1A District 4 title here against Centralia in back-to-back years, this time to do it here at home. Riverside now drops 6-2 on the season, 4-1 in district, and the Centralia Panthers improved to 7-1 overall and 4-5-0 in the district. Playoffs are on the horizon. Both these teams will find out their opening playoff week opponent here in the next couple of days. Again, Centralia here capping off the season with the district title in Class 1A District 4. Final score 14-7. Centralia wins here on 92.1 KMZA from Crittenden Prophet, from Kirk Kilman. This is the final week of the regular season. Thank you for tuning in, and we can't wait to give you playoff coverage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.